Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. Time to talk basketball. In fact, time to talk WNBL. And I'm joined by Tracy York, Spirit head coach. Hello, Tracy. Thanks for joining us on the sideline view this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, tell me, more importantly, how are you guys going? I noticed during the week you've added a few people to the coaching panel and you've pretty much got a full coaching squad now.
Yes, yeah, it's been really exciting to be able to grow the coaching ranks this year, and it was always something we wanted to do and couldn't really do that in the hub last year, but this year to add, Michaela Domkins, Rebecca Dudik, Carly Stones, along with Markella Backhoff and myself, is really, really happy with that. And we're already 5-6 weeks in, and it's been just awesome having those quality people with all their experience with us.
So how does it work with a coaching panel with four people? Do the new three additions, do they focus on specific aspects of the game?
Yeah, so we generally, for say trainings and that, we will divide up certain elements of it. And so I've got the three assistants, and Carly Stones is our development coach. And so then during a game, we've had a couple of pre-season hit-outs, which has given us an opportunity to go, okay, this person you're looking, because we'll also allocate scouts of teams, and so we'll give them something different to look at during a game, so they've got, I guess, that information that they can relay to me as well. So, and then they've just got their eyes on, what they naturally see themselves.
Speaking of the pre-season, I know you had a bit of a hit out the other day against the Boomers, a bit of a tough day in the office. Do you read much into pre-season form?
It's a bit difficult just at times. I mean, we were down a fair few of our contracted players just managing kind of niggly injuries and loads and things like that. So it wasn't our, a 10 that we would normally have on the floor. And we had a lot of young ones, at DPs and some training players that got court time. So, there was certain things we can get out of it and where we need to improve. But also, I know that half of the team, my normal team, wasn't there as well.
So tell me, Tracy, just on a week out from the first game, what do you focus on at training? Do you focus on skills or tactics or a bit of everything?
Yeah, a bit of everything. You just, I manage the weeks, normally get to the weekend, and then I'll look at the planning for the following week and what we might need to add in and keep building on. And, all of it's important. And then looking at the loads of the players going into it, because, I think we'll be in week six next week, and people have come from different levels of fitness coming out of either COVID or some haven't had so much of the lockdown and things like that. So we're just managing people's bodies and then time on the floor.
So have you got any more warm-up games before the first game against Southside next Saturday?
No official ones. Yeah, we might just get a few boys into the stadium and have a hit out with some younger guys, but no official team ones now. We'll just be building our group for next week.
So the first game, Saturday, December 4th, an away game against the Southside Flyers. Do you know much about them? How are they shaping up?
Well, they're the reigning champions from last year, so okay. They'll shape up very, very well. So very strong, strong team, all the way through. And as I said, they're the reigning champions, and they were in the grand final the year before. So we're up against the top team. That will always be a good test.
Absolutely. Now, the one we're all looking forward to, the first home game, Wednesday, December 8th, against the Melbourne Boomers. And I know our mate Robbo, he's going to be I think he's the court announcer, isn't he?
Yes, he is. That's right. He is indeed.
Yep. Is he a cheerleader as well and a dancing person at halftime? He could do all of that.
We might. Hopefully not. But anyway, don't tell him that.
Now, tell me, last question. So are there memberships available or tickets available for that first home game?
Yeah, definitely memberships available. So people can go to the Bendigo Spirit page and they can go online and book tickets and purchase memberships for sure.
Rightio, Tracy, I know you're short of time, so we thank you for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Good luck for the final 7 days before the big hit out or hit off next Saturday night against Southside, and of course the home game Wednesday, December 8th. Good luck to the new panel of coaches as well.
Thank you so much, Mark. Lovely talking to you.
And indeed all the team. I forgot those too. We should give a shout out to the team.
That's right.
Good on you, Tracy. There's Tracy York, the head coach of Bendigo Spirit WNBL side, as they prepare for season 21-22, not too far away now. The countdown is on.